the main priority is the structural reforms and creating a job. And a lot of it is done and achieved. One example. Several years ago, only 26% of all cotton harvested in Uzbekistan was proceeded in the country. Today it's 80%. And if before, the old cotton being exported from Uzbekistan used to generate us $1 billion, this year, Uzbek textile, having the value added, being a value-added product, will bring us $2 billion. It means that without using the forced labor, child labor, new Uzbek economy brings more benefit to country. Export has been fully liberalized, and trade turnover in 2018 rose by almost 30%. Last February, Uzbekistan has successfully debuted in world capital markets, selling 1 billion worth of euro bonds into international debt markets at the London Stock Exchange. The credibility of country as a reliable borrower has been acknowledged by institutional investors, orders oversubscribing its volume by 8.5 times. And in conclusion, I'd like to tell you that relationship with the United States, strategic partnership with the United States, is very important for us. We highly appreciate the support and encouragement provided to Uzbekistan by Washington. I think that historic summit which took place last May or May of previous year here in Washington was embarked with a new era of opening up partnership between Uzbekistan and the United States of America. And I'd like to say a few words of appreciation to the Congressman Pat Kelly for his tireless efforts in creating the Uzbekistan caucus in Congress. It's very important for us. Never before we used to have so many friends in Congress, and we think that it's one of the most important institutional factors of deepening partnership between our countries, nations, regions. Thank you very much, and I wish you bon appétit.
It's great to see you here in Washington, Senator
Safarov.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Why does Uzbekistan want to be a part of such an international conversation on religious freedom? This is the second time you're participating. This is President Trump's big initiative. We saw Vice President Mike Pence speak there today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and all of them really stressed on the fact that religious freedom is a huge factor in the U.S. foreign policy. Why does Uzbekistan want to be here for this?
First of all, thank you very much for your interest and for seeing me and to
my
talk
pleasure.
To me. It's my pleasure and honor to address via you to the international audience. It was not decision of Uzbekistan to come. It was invitation of American side to Uzbekistan, and we think that it's a sign of recognition, the tremendous changes which have occurred during the past 2 years. For Uzbekistan, international dialogue on this subject, human rights, liberties, and religious freedom, this is very important because, as any dialogue, it helps us to navigate our policy and to implement the needed actions and match international standards on this field. The issue of religious freedom today is perhaps one of the most important, vital issue, not only for Uzbekistan, but global-wide. Everywhere within some tension, conflicts based on religious basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the respect to religious freedom, new approaches to addressing the challenges and problems associated with religious freedom is very important for stability, for economic development. It's very much binded and linked to each other. Guaranteeing religious freedom means having more profound, in-depth stability. And stability is important for both domestic and international investors. And that's why I think that it was a formula given by Senator and Ambassador at Large Sam Brownback that it's time for Uzbekistan to capitalize its new image, its reforming process, and via presentation of the transformation of Uzbekistan to invite more investors to come to the Uzbek capital market.
And that's something new, you know, international religious freedom becoming a factor in this. We know that you have an ongoing conversation with former Senator Brownback, special representative on international religious freedom, and his argument is that religious freedom matters when it comes to investing, when it comes to business, when it comes to doing business with the United States. And we know that this delegation is going to hold a big dialogue with the members of the U.S. private sector in New York next week on July 22nd. What are you expecting? What is the mission here?
As you know, approximately half a year ago, the government of Uzbekistan set up new agency for capital market development. This is absolutely new formation in our country. Its goal is to channel domestic and foreign investments into the economy. Especially in regard with the domestic investments, so far it was an idle, due to the absence of infrastructure for bringing the money from under the pillow of the citizen to the economy. Mm-hmm. But creating the agency is not enough. There must be a new set of laws, new institutions, public awareness, education, of both who are issuing their securities and who are participating in secondary market. And that's why here, being in Washington and in New York, we have had many meetings with Security Exchange Commission, with World Bank and other institutions of United States and international one, for discussing the ways and means of technical assistance to Uzbekistan in strengthening this newly born infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you want more technical assistance. U.S. could definitely help.
This is part. Mm. But at the same time, we also have an ambition to discuss with potential investors.
Long-term investors.
Investors who have an interest in exploring new, very promising market of Uzbekistan for their capitals. And in New York, we're going to have a special forum. And already around 60 big names, American investors, institutional investors, confirmed their participation. And we're going to present the potential and opportunities of Uzbekistan capital market to them. Mm-hmm. And we hope that there will be chance for Uzbek delegates, which are coming from Uzbekistan, around 30 private and companies who will make a presentation of their prospect of their emissions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I know you have to go because they are rushing you.